Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Onalu Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Union donor minister Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya arrives in Nagaland on three-day visit to lay foundation stones of projects worth 422 crore rupees. Nagaland Lok Sabha MP Esupong Marinjamir urges centre to act on pending IISER proposal. Buyer-suppliers meet 2025 begins at Kisama. And Kejase Lupiana wins 18th International Naga Wrestling Championship. Now the news in detail. Union Minister of Development of Northeastern Region, donor Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya, is on a three-day visit to Nagaland. On his arrival at the Dimapur Airport today, Mr. Sindhya said, Nagaland represents diversity, capability and immense potential for all of India. He expressed his honour to attend the Hornbill Festival, describing it as a reflection of the rich history, culture and potential of the state. He reaffirmed the Prime Minister's commitment to the development of the Northeast.
The Prime Minister of India is very, very firm in his resolve of all-round development, all-round progress for the whole Northeast. The Act East, Act Fast and Act First policy has paid very rich dividends in the region's progress. 10% of gross budgetary support outlay going to over a lakh of crores per annum, and multiple developmental projects that have unleashed the potential of our Ashta Lakshmi, as Prime Minister called it, our Northeast region.
Mr. Sindhya said he joins the people of Nagaland celebrating their past, their present, and the strong promise of their future. Tomorrow, the minister will attend the traditional stone pulling ceremony in Tupima village as part of the ongoing Hornbill Festival. During the program, Union Minister of Communications and donor Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya will lay the foundation stones of 10 projects under donor ministry worth 422 crore rupees in Nagaland. Speaking to media in Kohima War Cemetery this evening, Mr. Sindhya said a total of 15 projects amounting to 650 crore rupees have been initiated to the state. Out of these, he said, 5 projects of about 230 crore rupees have already been implemented, adding that many more are in the pipeline. Minister Sindhya said, Nagaland has a strong youth force which are aspirational and have the inherent potential to lead both Nagaland and the country.
We have a very, very young population here, a population that is aspirational, a population that has all the inherent potential to not only lead Nagaland forward, but to be able to lead India and contribute to India in India's growth going forward.
Earlier at the war memorial, the minister paid homage to the brave soldiers who have laid down their lives.
I want to pay my homage and my deep respects to all those 2,500 brave, valiant soldiers who have laid down their lives in order for us to live peacefully, to live freely, to live in a democratic environment. It is a debt of gratitude that we must pay to these brave soldiers.
Nagaland's Member of Parliament in Lok Sabha, Esupong Marinjamir, has raised the pending proposal for establishing an Indian Institute of Science Education and Research in the state. Speaking during the winter session of Parliament today, Mr. Jamir said the announcement was made in the Union Budget of 2015-16, but no progress has been made so far, noting that the Nagaland government had already allotted land for the project. The MP urged concerned minister to take up the matter at the earliest.
For this Union Budget of 2015 and 2016, the then Finance Minister, late Shri Arun Jaitley, had announced the setting up of the Indian Institute of Science, Education and Research, IISER, in Nagaland. Accordingly, the state government has acquired 200 acres of land near the Dimapur Airport and the Sukhapi and the railway stations. But so far, the project is not coming forward. So I would like to request to you, Chair, that if the concerned minister can take up this IISER for the Nagaland, or if not, IIT for our state.
Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, said that in recent years, the Northeast has become a center stage of development in the country. Addressing the media in New Delhi today, he said that the region has seen a speedy growth across the sectors, including connectivity and communication, through various policies and programs implemented by the central government. Mr. Sonowal mentioned that while the Bhairabi-Sairang link and seven other railway links have completed, four capital connectivity rail projects across Nagaland, Manipur, Sikkim and Meghalaya are underway. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The Buyers and Suppliers Meet 2025, organized under the Raising and Accelerating MSME Performance, RAMP, project of the Ministry of MSME, got underway today at Kisama. Speaking at the inaugural program, Advisor Industries and Commerce, Hekani Jakhalu, described the event as an investment in the future of Nagaland's MSMEs and the economic aspirations of its people.
Today's meet is not just a marketplace, it is a catalyst for transformation. It is a platform where strategic partnerships can take root, where conversations can evolve from short-term procurement into long-term collaboration, and where value chains can be strengthened through mutual trust and shared vision.
Ms. Jakhalu expressed hope that the event would build lasting relationships that uplift both industry and community. A total of 24 buyers from across the country and 22 MSMEs from Nagaland are taking part in the meet. Meanwhile, Secretary Industries and Commerce Kumar Ramnikan highlighted the meet as a concrete step in translating policy into partnership and potential into prosperity. He reaffirmed the government's focus on strengthening the ecosystem from product development and quality certification to packaging and logistics to ensure that MSMEs are not just market ready but truly market competitive. In Wokha, the district administration, in collaboration with CSIR, NEIST, Jorhat and ICAR KVK Wokha, today conducted a workshop on cluster development of medicinal, aromatic and floriculture plants. The program aimed to promote scientific cultivation and commercial farming of high-value crops. Over 20 farmers and officials attended sessions on aromatic crop potential and scientific beekeeping. The workshop identified chamomile and gladiolus as priority crops, while quality planting materials under the CSIR Aroma Mission Phase 3 were distributed. 26-year-old Kejase Lupiana today lifted the 18th International Naga Wrestling Championship Open Category held at Kigwema Local Ground as part of the Hornbill Festival. Tuputa Hesse from Chakasang finished second. In the 90kg and below category, Angami wrestler Kevijako Sokria secured first, while Chakisang's Sasei Nyeka came second. In the provisional category, our wrestlers Senti Long Imchen and Yimkumsashi Pongen took first and second positions. In the women's category, Angami wrestler Vizose Nokiso claimed the top spot, followed by Lutole Veze of the Chakisang community. Earlier, MLA Kevipodi Sophie said the event celebrates not only strength and skill but also the rich heritage and identity of the Naga people.
Naga wrestling has always been more than a contest of power. It is a reflection of discipline, respect and resilience. Qualities that define a true sportsman. A healthy athlete embodies these values, understanding that physical fitness, mental clarity and moral integrity go hand in hand.
Mr. Sofi highlighted the government's efforts to elevate Naga wrestling internationally and urged wider participation from all major tribes. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast a fall in minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over the northeastern states during the next 2 to 3 days. The department also said dense fog conditions are likely during early morning hours in parts of Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Assam and Meghalaya till the 9th of December. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Union Donor Minister Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya arrives in Nagaland on 3-day visit to lay foundation stones of projects worth 422 crore rupees. Nagaland Lok Sabha MP S. Sapong Meranjamia urges Centre to act on pending IISER proposal. Buyers Suppliers Meet 2025 begins at Kisama. And Kejase Lupiana wins 18th International Naga Wrestling Championship. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.